afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Awilco Drilling PLC Q2 2013 conference call. My name is Anna, and I will be your coordinator for today's conference. For the duration of the call, you will be on listening only. However, at the end of the presentation, you will have the opportunity to ask questions. If at any time you need assistance, please press star zero on your telephone keypad, and you will be connected to an operator. I will now hand you over to John Oliver Bryce to begin today's conference.
Thank you, Anna, for that introduction, and welcome all to the Awilco Drilling PLC Q2 conference call. During this call, I'll be referring to the Awilco Drilling Q2 2013 presentation, which is now on the company's website, and I'll be referring to page numbers so you can see which areas I'm concentrating on. During the call then, I will give you some highlights of the quarter. Along with CFO Ian Wilson, we will talk about the financial results in more detail. We'll also give you some feedback on operational performance. Then we'll move on to talk about the market outlook. Finally, we'll move on to some Q&A at the end. The highlights from Q2 2013 then. First point is the company has announced that we will be making a dividend payment of $1 per share. The second point is during the quarter, Awilco Drilling established an LOI, a letter of intent, with Apache and TAQA for a contract, and subsequent to that, we turned the LOI into a contract. This new contract has a value of $424 million, representing 3 years of continuous drilling work for TAQA and Apache. In addition to that, there are 9 three-month unpriced options. Another highlight then from Q2 was the revenue, approximately $59.5 million, and the EBITDA of $38.6 million. During the quarter, operating expenses, OpEx, were at $72,500 per day per rig. The company's total contract backlog is now $860 million. Also during the quarter, we achieved a revenue efficiency of 97.3%. Moving now on to the financial numbers in a bit more detail. I'll refer to page 9 of our presentation, and Ian Wilson will walk you through our income statement. Ian.
Okay. Thank you, John. Yes, the 97.3% operational efficiency results in contract revenue for the quarter of $58.7 million. Total revenue amounting to $59.5 million. The rig operating expenses, $13.2 million, equivalent to the $72,500 per day per rig. In the general and administrative expenses of $5.5 million, there is a payment in respect or provision in respect of LTIP amounting to $3.2 million. The underlying quarterly G&A is $2.3 million. In other expense, there is a provision for a legal dispute that was settled in July amounting to $1.9 million, resulting in total expenses of $25.3 million and resulting operating profit of $34.2 million. The interest expense, consistent with prior quarters, is $2.4 million, resulting in a profit before tax of $32 million and a tax expense of $2.6 million, equivalent to 8.1% of pre-tax profit. Earnings per share for the quarter, $0.98. Moving on to the balance sheet. The capital equipment, we had an increase due to capital spend in the quarter of just over $2 million. Total assets there of $248.4 million. In current assets, we've got trade and other receivables of $18.4 million, representing revenue for the month of May. That has all since been settled. Similarly, the prepayments and accrued revenue of $23 million, relating to the month of June, likewise, has also been settled in the early part of August. Cash at the end of the quarter was $38.5 million. Total assets of $349 million. Below the line, the long-term interest-bearing debt relates to the outstanding Transocean loan, $92.6 million on a long-term basis, and the current portion of that debt is $11 million. Total equity and liabilities, $349 million.
Good, thank you for that, Ian. So let's move on now to operational update. So we look at slide 10 on the presentation, if you're looking at that at the moment. We can see there the first point under operational update is the contract status, with a backlog of $830 million so far. So what we can see on that slide then is the two rigs and the contract status for 2013, 14, 15 and 16. Starting with the Will Hunter, which is the rig at the top of the chart, it is currently working for Hess on a plug and abandonment program. Day rate $360,000 a day, which runs until May of 14. At that point, it goes on to the second stage of the contract, which is $385,000 a day. The contract runs until the middle of November 15, and at that point, there is a further 275 days of options, which are unpriced at this moment. Moving to the Will Phoenix, the rig is currently working for Premier Oil in the Central North Sea on a day rate of $315,000 a day. As part of the contract with Premier, Premier have sublet this rig in the winter months of 2013-14 to Maersk, and during that time the rig achieves a higher day rate to Awilco Drilling of $315,000 a day. At that point, the rig is then returned to Awilco Drilling and reverts to the $315,000 a day to the end of the contract, which is May 14. At that point, there's a further six 30-day options. The pricing of these options has yet to be agreed. Following on from the Premier contract and potentially the options is the commencement of the Taka Apache contract, which runs for 3 years and has a further 27 months of options. And the rate for that contract is $387,500. So that is the contract status. Backlog $830 million for the two rigs running until 15/16. Moving on to operational performance, page 11, some highlights here. During the quarter, the company had high operational performance, and during Q2 with 97.3% operational uptime. The company continued with positive customer feedback, and also during the quarter, OPEX was lower than guidance during Q2, and the reason for this was an anomaly of operations during Q2 and indeed Q1 of 2013. Logistics was somewhat restricted due to helicopter challenges in the North Sea. The company could not mobilize as many people offshore as it would have liked to, and therefore project spend was somewhat restricted, and this project spend factors into OPEX. So because of a helicopter logistic issue, the company did not spend as much as planned or guided on OPEX. Moving forward in Q3 and Q4, we believe this issue has been resolved and OPEX will most likely return to previously guided lines of low to mid 80s. Moving forward to slide 12, for those of you who are following the presentation, the dividend. Awilco Drilling announced a dividend payment of $1 per share. Dividends payable on the 20th of September, and the trade ex-dividend will be the 21st of October. The company continues to maintain its position of redistributing free cash over and above its $35 million cash buffer. Moving forward then, have a quick look at the market. If you look at page 15 of the slide, what that slide shows is the UK fleet of mid-water semi-submersibles. And you can see in 13, it's a picture of full utilisation for the rigs already in region. Moving forward, the position is still very much of full high utilisation, and there are a number of contracts still being tendered and negotiated at this time, so the supply-demand balance is very much, there's more work than there are rigs at this moment. Moving forward to 16, why is the market in this position? Why is it full utilisation? Why do we have confidence that the market will be tight beyond 14? A number of factors. We believe sustained high oil price is well above investment triggers. Stable tax regime is underpinning operator confidence. So over and above that, three main reasons for the activity: major oil companies continuing with drilling activities and indeed increasing drilling activities to capitalize on the sustained high oil price; smaller oil companies, independents, capitalizing on licensing opportunities and marginal fields; and then going back to major oil companies who are committed to decommissioning activities, again being encouraged by the government and still requiring semi-submersibles to carry out this work. So three different drivers in the backdrop of a sustained high oil price, stable tax regime, and that's underpinning operator confidence. So in summary then, for the call, market fundamentals in the UK remain positive. Solid contract backlog of $830 million. Continued focus on operational efficiency. A Awilco announcement of a dividend payable of $1 per share. And the company continues to evaluate growth opportunities on a case-by-case basis. So at this point, I'd like to hand back to Anna to coordinate the question and answer session.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you change your mind and wish to withdraw your question, please press star 1 again. You will be advised when to ask your question. Seems there is no question coming through, so just a reminder again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We do have a question from George Stain from Ball Partners. Please go ahead.
Hi guys, I might have joined a little bit late here, but did you guys provide any operational guidance for Q3 at the beginning of the call?
No, we did not provide operational guidance. Moving forward, we anticipate Q3 to be very similar to Q2 so far, yes.
Okay, that's it for me. Thanks again and great quarter.
Yeah, thanks.
We also have a question from Oliver Snuts from Chrome Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. Just a question on your comment in the summary that you're evaluating growth opportunities on a case-by-case basis. Probably you could elaborate on that a bit, what it means and what type of deals you might be looking for in the future, and if there's anything currently you're looking at. So if you're in kind of due diligence processes or if that is more general statements. That is further out then. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the question. It is a general statement. The company continues to evaluate growth opportunities on a case-by-case basis, generally focusing on semi-submersible drilling rigs, and they could be upgrade rigs, projects such as we started the company on, or could be new build rigs. But at the moment, we're very much just pricing, we're keeping aware of opportunities. And in order to move forward such an opportunity, it would have to tick a lot of boxes, firstly to add value, not to detract value, and also to be a risk that we understood. Such a decision would be a board decision, but I can tell you we're not evaluating an opportunity in great detail at this moment.
Okay, great, thanks.
We currently have no questions coming through. Just a reminder yet again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. There are no questions coming through, so I will hand the call back to John O'Brien for any concluding remarks.
So, thank you, Anna, for hosting the call, and thank you for the participants for listening in and asking the questions. And that concludes the call from Awilco Drilling PLC.
Thank you for joining today's conference. You may now replace your handset to end the call. Thank you.